All right. What up, what up, what up, what up? What's going on? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne in the building. Brad, what we got going on today, brother?
I ain't trying to be deep today. I got a good quote. What's up, coach? I got a good quote today, all right? This is from all my Bills lovers out there. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? We're going to talk about being present. We're going to talk about using powers to empower. Let's talk about it, D.
Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some real for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Back in here, another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne, and we actually have another handsome, dread-headed fella on the picture this time. So don't feel alone, but we're going to get into that, man. But before we do, man, first of all, I want you guys that are watching live, man, I want you guys, first of all, to tag somebody. Let them know that we are live in here in the Eager to Run Club. The Eager to Run Club is our free run group. If you have feet, you should be in the Eager to Run Club group. If you have legs, you should be in the Eager to Run Club group. If you've never ran before in your life, Eager to Run is the best place for you. So big shout out to the Eager to Run Club. Brad, man, let's introduce our special guest today.
Yeah, man. So this is my guy. This is my man. This is my dude. So back in 2009, 2010, 12, somewhere in that range, this guy played for the hometown Buffalo Bills. Stevie, my guy, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
What's up, everybody? This is Stevie Johnson representing Club HBHF. You know, we're also representing the Buffalo Bills all the way out here in California. So it's all love, you know, let's go Buffalo for life. And community activists, I like to say that, you know, I like to say that.
Excellent, man. So we're going to talk about a handful of things today. And the reason that we have you on here today is because a friend of mine, a mutual friend of ours, Brenna Lupo, kind of introduced us. And you're doing a lot of really cool things with kids, man. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do with kids?
Yeah, you know, I mean, so I'll take it to the main priority of dealing with them is just to give them a better opportunity, you know, to give them a better opportunity. Either give them a vision. You know, I like to say here at Club HBHF, we like to spark the mind. That's simply all we want to do is spark the mind and give you guys a vision. And then, you know, just be there to support along the way. And that's what we've been doing on the field and off the field, you know, either in a classroom or at home or in a workplace, you know, just trying to prepare these young minds to be able when they become older and not dependent on their guardians.
I like what you say about spark the mind, man. D, I love the mind piece because, you know, in the fitness industry, in any facet of life, it's a lot right here, right? You know, the mind has that body connection, and you have to first convince your mind. And that I've been big on that as of recent. What kickstarted this initiative? I mean, was this like a personal endeavor or how did you get started with this?
Man, it was basically personal. It was a personal endeavor, I say. You know, me being an athlete, let's start off like this. Me knowing myself, you know, first of all, you got to know yourself. And I wasn't the guy that was going to go into the professional world or working world and, you know, be in a cubicle or, you know, have to do this or run errands. It's nothing against it, but I just knew that wasn't me, you know. So what I did was I just dove into, you know, speaking with my wife and, you know, what can I do to naturally be of assistance in this world without going out of my character? And it was sports, obviously. So that's where it started. So I start going out and doing camps and trainings with kids. And then I noticed that they needed a little bit more. They needed more than just that hour or 2 hours. So, you know, I ended up getting my brother, you know, I ended up getting a small team together with my family members. And we started something called the Exposure Academy. And that whole idea was to expose these kids to, like I said earlier, to the good, the bad, the on and off the field assistance, the mentality, the you know what I'm saying, the physicality that you got to have throughout this life, the building of the armor, you know, and faith, like all of that. So what we did when we created that, like that just that just opened up so many blessings. And we'll eventually get into it later on in conversation. But that was just the basis of how it all began, just knowing myself and then knowing that I want to provide for others, starting with the kids. And now we're dealing with junior college kids, and even professionals with trainings.
Wow. So tell us about the training. Like, what's the age limits and what exactly do you do? Is it all fitness? I mean, you talk exposure, you talk about that mind a little bit. Like, what does it entail exactly?
Well, it entails everything. It goes with sport. Well, ages from 5 to 18 is our main range for the kids. You know, we deal with all from 5 to our youngest is actually 6 here in San Diego. But as far as the workouts, it's anything, you know, whether it's geared towards that kid's sport or just doing regular fundamental workouts. You know, we know how important that is, keeping these ligaments together. And all things happen and came about through feelings that I had. You know, if I felt like my knee was – I had plenty knee surgeries. There's adults that don't play sports, but they have had knee injuries and things like that also. So I understand how important it is to do even little work. So that's where like our older community will come in, like the guys that's not playing sports. You know, I'm one of those guys that's all inclusive. You know, I want to make sure I can take care of everybody as much as I can. And I like to say I'm blessed, is even people think that that me and God have something against each other because you know what I did back in the past. But I like to say I'm super blessed, man, because like things have happened, like connecting with Brenna that I didn't expect to happen. Connecting with you guys on the Bag Podcast, I didn't expect to be here, you know, but through these connections and actually being out there and doing things, put me in these positions. So I like to say that I'm blessed to do what I'm doing.
Yeah, Dwayne and I can relate, man. We on a daily basis, we feel absolutely blessed. And I want to talk about the Exposure Academy. First and foremost, is that still a thing or is that just something that was something in the past?
Oh, it's still a thing, definitely. Yeah. We're in our fourth year of it. Wow. We're in our fourth year of running it. And each year has been different. You know, it's like I said, it started off with just personal training. And then it went on to hosting symposiums where we keep the kids for 1 to 2 weeks. And we get kids from all over the state, you know, and then it evolved into like a management, you know, and now we've kind of molded it into like a mentorship program. And that's pretty cool right now. And we've seen what we've been able to do with these kids and each step. It hasn't happened because we want to get bigger or we want to get more kids. It was always something that happened. And this last one that is wild that we own right now, because it's bad, but it's cool though, to speak about. One of our kids that we was running our Exposure Academy with for like two or three years, he actually just recently lost his scholarship due to some off-field things. And that's what made us take it a little bit deeper beginning of last year. And, you know, just providing that insight, the intel, the knowledge, the master class type of, okay, if you get in, here's an example. If you're having a beef or having a disagreement with somebody and it's online and you feel a certain way, don't write it. Don't write it, you know, save it for a conversation. This is how you do it. You know, this is how you handle it, or this is how you respond. Mm-hmm. It's simple conversations, you know, that we have on a weekly basis, but it's very important because the kid wrote something and then that ended up going back to his coach. And then now he has no scholarship to his 4-year school that he's worked his tail off to get to, you know, and these stories are real and they happen so often. So, you know, I felt like, well, who's going to do it? There's other companies out there. Why aren't we doing this too? You know? So I just, you know, put left foot, right foot, and then just make things happen from there.
D, I'm loving this, man. I'm loving this. I could jump in a million different ways if you want to take it. I got to look up a quote real quick, but take this.
I got it. All right, boss. So listen, man, first of all, I love what you're doing. But I always know that there is a foundation that causes people to have big hearts. They usually have a foundation that come from. So what is that for you? What was life as a kid? You know, what were the experiences that you went through that you was like, you know, when I get to a place, I want to be a help?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Excellent question. And that's definitely what molded me. So growing up in San Francisco, I was around every type of person or profession that you would think of, you know, from the good to the bad. But in our area, everybody was, we were still like being able to, you know, play sports and have fun and everything. But, you know, there was boundaries and guidelines and things and that. So I knew like the negative things, what can come from that, you know, so that kind of kept me, that kept my foundation, kept my mindset straight and not wandering off to do certain things just to get the thrill of it. You know, so that was good from my my parents' perspective as far as my stepdad go, my mom. And then I met my wife when I was in the 10th grade, and we've been solid ever since. And I like to transition that foundation into her because, you know, without her and that helping the kids and things like that, I probably wouldn't have gotten over a few humps that I've been through, you know. But to take it back as far as a kid go, I seen guys like professional athletes on TV. I never seen them in person, you know? And I always would think like, man, I want, if I make it, I want to be seen by the kids. I want the kids to be able to come talk to me and say something, say this and this and that. And so as you see, when I went to Buffalo, I was like already involved in the community, you know? And that just rooted from there, you know, just trying to be that person that's different and have a kid touch me and be like, oh, okay, I actually can be this person. Like, he's actually right here in front of me, not on a TV screen, not on a magazine. He's right here, okay? And that's the feeling that I wanted to provide to kids. So that's why you always see me out there doing things and trying to be a part of the community or of all communities to get more able-minded individuals.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I know I can speak from a Buffalo Bills fan. You know, what you're saying right now about being in the community and being plugged into the fan base. Like I lived that firsthand, man. So like I got to see you, and that's why the city of Buffalo fell in love with you. And I don't know, you know, the rest of your career after you left Buffalo, you know, no hate against you, but we're pretty solid with the Bills here. We're pretty locked in on Buffalo. You know how it is up here. Absolutely. But, you know, I remember you just being plugged in with the fans. I remember you, you know, reaching out and touching a kid and just, you know, to see that light, right? And you talk about all the time, you know, one of the common questions that anybody asks when they meet somebody famous or when they meet somebody for the first time, if you had a superpower, what would it be? Man, you got a superpower, man. You are using your superpower to empower, right? All these young individuals. And it's so amazing. But there's this thing I looked up. I just looked this up, and speaking of that young man and speaking about the journey that all three of us are on and so many more, I have this the Chinese farmer story. I don't know if anybody's ever heard this. Dwayne, have you heard it? Stevie, I don't know if you heard this story. So there's a Chinese farmer. His horse ran away, and that evening his neighbors came over, and man, that's terrible that your horse ran away. The farmer said, maybe. The next day, the horse came back, bringing 7 wild horses with it. And that evening, the neighbors came back and said, wow, that's really lucky. You now have 8 horses, the farmer said. Maybe. The following day, the son broke his legs riding one of the wild horses. The neighbors come back and say, oh, dear, that's too bad. The farmer responds, maybe. The next day, the officers of the army came to that town, and they had to draft a bunch of young men to go to war. His son that had the broken leg was not drafted to war because he had the broken leg. And the neighbors came back and said, wow, isn't that great? And the farmer said, maybe. And that's, you know, that's just a life in a nutshell right there, because, you know, the trials and tribulations that you deal with on a daily basis, you know, whether you fall or rise, man, you maybe, right? You don't know what the next thing's going to be. And so to that young man that you are coaching, man, maybe that was a bad thing. And you learn from those things.
Yes, that's amazing. That's heavy right there. I really love that. And that's excellent. That is life in a nutshell. Except the things, some good things happen. It may be good, but who knows? If bad things happen, you might think it's the end of the road. Maybe not, though, you know? And you got that spark. You got to keep that spark and that humbleness. It's wild because I've never – hey, I'll take it back to a humble time. When I missed that pass in Pittsburgh, that was the first time that I ever made a mistake or not made a play. I never had it happen in high school, junior college, Pop Warner, none of that. And then it happened on the stage, on the biggest stage, I feel like. And I was like, why is this happening? I was so devastated because I thought that was it. I didn't have the farmer's mentality at the time. You know, I was just like, oh, a bad thing happened. Oh, they're going to get rid of me. I was just done. I didn't have that. Okay, maybe it's something else for me. And I realized Well, I didn't have to realize it. The Bills Mafia ended up blowing up, and then that
Let's
was
go.
the big thing that came from it. So it's like, yeah, it was bad on me, maybe, but look what happened out of it, though. We had a great community. Our community came together greatly and strong, and the Mafia just took over worldwide after that. You know, all out of support and love from a situation that happened that wasn't so good. You know, So yeah, that's a heavy one right there. I love that.
Maybe. And, you know, Stevie, I can't even express how excited I am to have you on here, and more than just being a fan of watching you play and all that stuff. But, you know, tying back into what you did for the YMCA and tying back what you did for all the kids, and what's next for Stevie Johnson in the grand scheme, in the big picture, what's next for you?
I guess continue to create for people, not even just kids, just, you know, we have an interactive game called Red Zone Football that we're trying to get all kids involved in. Me being a football player, I understand that everybody doesn't have that football mindset. So what my partners and I, Greg, Andy, and PJ, at Red Zone, what we did was created a game similar to Gladiator Football. And it doesn't require kids to be so detailed in the downs systems and things like that. It's just go out, get a ball, and have fun, getting people active. So that's one thing that we're on. I spoke on the Exposure Academy. I love dogs. Like, I got my girl Stella right here. Stella.
Hey. Hey.
Got my girl Stella. we just try to do it all. Coloring books, children books. I do it all. And I don't do it for recognition. I just do it because this is life. You know, my kids love it. So, okay, let me do more of it. Let me try to get more kids involved, you know? It's just continuously creating, you know? Like you said, you never know what's happening next or what the next thing is for. But it's hard for me to sit down still and just not do anything. And I feel like I need to do some kind of help or some type of assistance to something.
That sounds familiar, Dwayne. But, it's an endless road. Right. I mean, it's always what's next. I mean, if you reach the pinnacle of anything, it's okay. I've reached this. I've obtained this. I've reached this finish line, but what's next? You know, it's all, and I think that's a piece of growth that a lot of people miss out on, because, like, you know, so I'm a long distance runner, and when I reach a finish line, man, I'm grateful that I reached that finish line, but I take a moment and I recognize that I reached this finish line, but what's my next finish line? Like, what's my next goal? And I think that's where a lot of people miss out, because they get to the absolute paramount of a specific journey, and then they think, well, I've gone this far, time to go on cruise control, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where a lot of kids and a lot of our demographic miss out. So, you know, just speaking to the young people that watch this podcast, and I was a teacher for 10 years, so I have a lot of kids that watch this podcast, a lot of former students. Speaking to the young people of the listeners, what advice would you give them in the sense of growth in general?
Yeah, so I would say go off of my motto. You know, and then you'll have to learn it. So handle biz, have fun is our club. You know, if you just break that down to handle your business, however it is, however you handle your business, positive and progressively, do that first before you have any type of fun. And that will provide, it will just create a life balance that you will be able to take with you throughout the years. You know, because I can say so many things. Hey, do this, do that. Like, as far as clean up your room, make your bed, or do your homework, or go to stretch, and just handle your business. Whatever business that needs to be handled, you know what it is personally. Okay, so just handle it. If you need help, communicate. That's one thing that we have you on also with Exposure Academy. Learning how to communicate. Whether if you don't know how, try to, or ask someone for help. But handle that business. That's a part of the business, you know, handling that. And then the fun, you got to have your fun, whether that's just relaxing, either playing a game or going out for a run, reading a book, anything, you know, have that fun and then repeat. Get back to the business again, you know, and that's what I like to tell all of everyone around me, you know. I like to shout out running. Running is huge. I didn't know it was as big as it was until I met my co-author. And he told me he's an avid runner, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know you ran. He met me in a bar, And he's like, yo, I wrote this book about you. So I end up fast forward that story. And he's telling me, like, I'm telling him ideas. He telling me ideas. And he's like, I got to go for a run. The run, like, I'm like thinking, like, you going for a run? And get thoughts. And then so I tried it. You know, I want to try it and see what he's feeling. And it was a different energy in which I know that you guys, you can understand and attest to this. A lot of people may not know that energy that you get that from just taking that jog and clearing your mind. I don't know what it is, but it's truly special. And that kind of led me to, with my co-author, doing a read and run event where we have our books and we bring our kids out and then we do like track events, whether it's just running around a track or we'll do a few meets. And again, like that happened with, when we started to create that, we met up with Justice League. League of Western New York, and they came by and they made it big, you know. From that, I ended up getting a request to go to the Bills 5K, where you run a 5K. Yep. And, you know, so like one thing just kept happening, you know, and that was all just the diligence of handling the business and not being lazy, I would say. Sometimes we don't feel like we want to go out and do certain things, but hey, it might be important for you to just get out there and just show face. You never know what's going to happen. And, you know, like I said, one thing led to another, and then in our connection with Brenna Lupo happened. Yep. I didn't even know Miss Brenna, and oh my goodness, she done took us to a whole nother level as far as curriculum based for our red zone, our reading runs. It's just amazing of the blessings that we've been having just by, you know, putting in that work, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Handling your biz, man.
Handling your biz, yeah.
And having a little fun. Hey, man, I'd love to hear more about your read and run. So we'll take that offline a little bit. But I want to hear more about that. Because I mean, Dwayne knows I'm heavily tied in with the kids, heavily tied in with running. Got a big demographic as far as followers. And so I'd love to hear more about that. But we'll take it offline for that. D, what do you got, man? What do you got? You're on mute, baby.
I said, I know Brad want to keep going, but we can't, Brad. We got bills to pay. I got a meeting, but no, Stevie, this has been a pleasure, brother. To get to know you, not a Bills fan, but you know, it's all love. But before we leave, we want to do our segment, which we call the Do You Know or Did You Know moment. This is the segment of the podcast where you'll share something that you never shared before, either in an interview or publicly, something people might not know about you. I'm going to play a quick video, give you a chance to think about it a little bit more, but it's really quick, so I just want to warn you, and here it goes.
Do you know?
Video's over, so I hope you got one ready. Let's go.
All right, let's get it. So did you know that I didn't know that the legend of the year was actually a thing for the Bills? Here's a story. So the Bills asked me to come do a signing event. And so I, of course, I'll definitely do anything to support the Bills. Flew out there to do a signing. It was a one-day thing. I ended up walking around a Richardson Hotel. I seen a basketball court over there. And this seemed like a cool spot to create a community event. So one thing led to another. I created a basketball event. The basketball event ended up turning into me ended up having a business and going to that bar, you know, afterwards. Met my co-author. I just so happened to meet my co-author and illustrator. That ended up leading into one thing. One thing led to another. I met a red zone. Like, so many things ended up happening. The Bills ended up bringing me back for more and more events. I stacked those events on top of each other. And end up getting legend of the year now, and I had all these business partnerships, and I had no idea what I was doing. I was just out there being me, like I said, knowing myself and not just sitting in a room, you know, walking around and created these vibes in the community. And, you know, I'm here talking to you through the events that I put on, all off of one event that wasn't supposed to, you know, even happen, you know? So, you know, just man, live your truth, man. I don't know if that hit anybody, but you know, again, these opportunities wouldn't happen if I was just lazy, sitting back and just, you know, not listening to myself, you know, not being myself, or not trying things. Like I said, with my co-author, with him being a runner and me just hearing him say, I'm going to go run to get my mind right, and not being interested in diving into it, I wouldn't have got what I got out of it. So hopefully you guys can take heed to some of this and just, you know, put that little bit of work in, handle biz, have fun, and repeat.
Love it, man. The man turned a do you know or did you know into a motivational moment. I dig it. Little stuff, man. So, Brad, man, you know, it wouldn't be a show if we didn't let you close it out, man.
Hey, man. I can't really say anything more than handle your biz and have some fun, guys.
Let's go. Yes, till next time. Yeah.